The Get Up Crew.
Only on the new Hot 96.9.
If I knew Josh Gordon was coming to the Patriots a week ago, I would have had the best welcome gift for him.
What, are you drafting in your fantasy team?
Or? No.
That would be pretty good.
30 pounds of Northern Lights Cannabis Indica. I heard he likes to partake in a little bit of weed.
Yeah, I'll mess that one up anyways, but that's a whole nother subject.
Yeah, you can't be... Listen, this dude's got a weed problem. You can't be giving him weed, especially now.
Hot 96.9. What do you mean? This little welcome to New England gift. That way he won't get... Look... This guy over his career, he's got tremendous talent, but he has a problem with getting in cars and driving too fast and substance abuse. So if we just hook him up with an Uber Connect and 30 pounds of weed, then he'll be all good. I was looking him up. You know this guy, how many good seasons he's had in the NFL? You talk about, there's always the argument of oh my God, they're so talented, and how important is talent over everything else? He's been in the league for about 6 years. He's had really one tremendous year.
Mm-hmm.
One.
Okay.
2013. 2015, 2016, you know how good he was? Good enough not to play. He was suspended both years.
Yep. Yeah, but that boy is talented.
Yeah.
Talented. Well,
does that trump at all?
Yeah.
That talent?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yep.
The thing is that it's really not a risk bringing him in.
Right.
So if he doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. But if it does work out...
Even if there is a little bit of risk involved, when you're that... Like, when you have talent, that is the most important... I mean, that's probably the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then everything else kind of, you know, you can falls into place. But
even if you're a trash person, and I'm not saying he's trash because I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
I have no idea what this conversation's about because you guys are talking about the sports stuff.
But on the percentage pie.
But in general, it bothers me when people are really talented. They know it. They take advantage of it, and they're just trash. And I don't like. I have a problem with people like that. I personally. You know, it's always good when the talent matches the hard work and you
yeah,
know,
but that's
you being a
rare
good
though. That's like, you know, that's like finding a unicorn. That is very
rare. I think Romero's like that.
What?
He's a hard worker and he's talented.
Don't cut her off. Let her finish.
But I mean, we're talking about talent, all world talent to a whole nother level. It's very rare to
We're talking about in general, not just in the sports.
No, that's what I'm saying. But even in the regular world, to have that elite talent in whatever it is you do, it's very rare to have all of those things. You are talented in what you do and you work hard, but to find that talent is on a whole nother level, it's very rare.
The bottom line is if you're choosing between someone who's a very hard worker who tries, who's all about company morale, unfortunately, them trying isn't good enough, or you got someone who puts in a lackluster effort but is a star.
Right, it might be an ass at times.
Right.
Hey, you know what?
Is an a-hole.
Yeah.
All set with
you
those people.
Productivity is the number one
thing. It's all about
thing.
The bottom line.
I'll lose every time.
You live in this world of absolutes.
Right.
There's always a middle, but you know, you're playing that game of like, now you're moving the goalposts. Yes, there's always everybody's gonna have some little bit of talent, you would think, but we're talking about, hey, listen, this person here and whatever work or field you're in has unbelievable talent and will make our bottom line that much better if we hit on them. This other person, hard worker, will do everything we ask, but doesn't have any talent. Give me the a-hole with talent, because at the end of the day, that's gonna affect the bottom line.
You're not sure if he's gonna show up or he might show up late.
Right.
Stuff like
long
that.
As the work gets done.
Yeah, treat people horribly.
Right. As long as
Melissa,
the work gets done.
Melissa, we just found out that you have a tumor in your butt cheek, and it needs to get removed. Oh, okay, we're playing the game.
Dark quick.
Right. Now, we have this most amazing ass butt cheek tumor remover doctor.
Right.
We have it's scheduled for tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, your surgery.
Right.
If not, you'll die. So this guy, he's the most amazing doctor ever. He'll definitely do it. Your tumor will be removed.
Okay. Right.
He'll fix your ass cheek and everything.
Yep.
Right.
Then we have this other doctor who's not as great as him, but he'll definitely be there at 9 o'clock to remove that tumor. The doctor who can remove it definitely, he might not show up.
Right.
but he's super talented.
Right.
Who do you want to be your doctor?
Whoever's getting the job done the best.
Right. Because the guy who...
Although if he doesn't show up, you die.
No. Because... Wait a second. No, Melissa, I get your back. Because you go to the... You know what? You go to the guy with no talent, you're going to die anyway.
Right.
But he's not saying no talent. He's just not talented.
No, no. Romero and Pebbles, you two guys always move the goalposts.
Really?
We made it very simple. Talent versus somebody with no talent that works hard. At the end of the day, give me the person with talent.
Of course, because it makes it sound like the other person is garbage. Who wants garbage? I get it. It's like if you're driving a bus, I want someone who knows how to drive a bus.
Right.
You're saying that the other option is somebody who's never been behind a steering wheel.
No, I'm not saying that.
Blind.
I'm saying that the other person can drive, but it's not very good.
Oh my goodness. Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa,
and Wiggy. The Get Up Crew.
Only on the new Hot 96.9.